from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
The Atlanta Braves are now in the third wild card spot in the National League and just a half game up on the New York Mets. They are now 5-5 in their last 10 contests. Now, there's good news about this. I was on BetMGM tonight last night. I do a hit with that nationally syndicated show every Wednesday at 7:20 p.m. They bring me on to talk a little bit of everything. Last night, we spent a good bit of time on the baseballs. Trista Crick said, hey, Rob Brown, what team do you think helped itself the most at the trade deadline? And I said, that's a wonderful question, Trista. Instead, I'm going to ignore it, and I'm going to ask, what team did not help themselves at the trade deadline? And my answer was the Atlanta Braves. How disappointing is this team right now? This team is so disappointing right now that Rob Brown took off the cap he always wears on the radio. That cap is his non-biased analyst cap, a cap that is forever implanted on me when I am doing the radios, whether it is my own show or acting as a guest on someone else's. I do my best in order to be as not just non-biased, but recognized as such by the masses. Now, that's not to say I have not acknowledged that I am an Atlanta Braves fan on the BetQL network multiple times. But what I do is am brutally honest. In fact, Lonzo pointed this out yesterday. There is nobody that hates on my teams more than me. I think I hate on the Braves sometimes, like more than Phillies fans do. And Phillies fans hate the Braves. I absolutely crapped on this team nationally last night. Why? All the reasons I've told you. Because it's the same dumb crap over and over. Now, in fairness, Brian Snicker actually did a thing last night. He got the hook. Got ejected last night. Got ejected last night for arguing balls and strikes because last night, the umpire in the Braves 8-5 game was 8-5 loss to the Brewers was embarrassing, like embarrassingly bad. Brian Walsh was the home plate umpire last night. And as I have said many times, if you are an umpire, you should be prepared to make good money to do a thankless job. If you are an umpire and I know your name before you retire, you've done a bad job. I'm a fan of the show Parks and Recreation. Big fan of the show Parks and Recreation. Have watched that series through a couple of times. There is a scene in that show where Leslie Knope, portrayed by the lovely and hilarious Amy Poehler, is speaking with Ron Swanson, portrayed by the handsome and hilarious Nick Offerman. Ron Swanson is a hilarious caricature, but often the voice of reason for Leslie Knope within the show. And Leslie Knope, after doing an entire episode where the whole premise was that she was going to go out and get her hands dirty doing the dirty work to help out the people in the community of Pawnee, Indiana, with tasks that the city should be doing but has not in order to make their lives better. And every time she goes out and does a thing, somebody comes up and complains about the way she did it or the order in which she did it or that she didn't do it the way that they wanted it done, etc., etc. And Nick Offerman has a conversation with her and says, hey, you have chosen to do a thankless job, so do not be surprised when nobody thanks you for it. You have got to learn to take satisfaction in your work and not in receiving praise for it from others. Major League Baseball umpires. Brian Walsh did an awful job last night. The strike zone had no bottom to it at all. And the Braves were cost by that. It's still not good enough. All right. Still not good enough. Atlanta struck out, I think 16 times in that game last night. I'll go check just to make sure. 15 times in that game last night. Of their 27 outs, 15 of them were K's. That's not great, Bob. Snit got real mad about it. Snit came out. Snit got into a heated debate with the umpire, and Snit got bounced. Snit got bounced. Austin Riley then turned around and hit a two-run dinger in the fifth inning. Still not good enough, but hey, at least he hit the baseball, I guess. That's nice. Anyway, two Tuesdays ago, we were at ACC Media Days, and we were talking about the Atlanta Braves, and I said, hey, look, by next Tuesday, the Braves will be out of the number one overall wild card spot. I was right. By that Friday night, the Braves surrendered the second place spot in the NL East to the New York Mets. They have since taken it back, but they are precariously close to giving it right back to the Mets, who are an okay baseball team. Except for, it doesn't matter because now the San Diego Padres and Arizona Diamondbacks have both hurdled the Atlanta Braves. Those two teams are now tied for the first overall wildcard spot. That makes the Braves, by default, the third wildcard spot. On that same Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, when I said the Atlanta Braves a week from that Tuesday would not hold on to the number one overall National League wildcard spot, I said by the end of two Tuesdays from now, they will not have the number two wildcard spot. Now, I have noted by looking at a calendar that today is Thursday. I was off on my prediction by a whopping 2 days, but I don't know what you want me to say. This team is just organically, chemically bad. There is no rhythm. There is no flow. I go back to the Braves wild card team from a couple of years ago. That team was fun to watch play. I hate to say that. That's a cliche. Lonzo and I had an entire first hour discussion, definitely not a fight, about the concept of analytics and numbers, data versus emotion when you are evaluating the progress of a team. That Braves team 2 years ago, organically, chemically, fun to watch. I mean, they clit. This team does the opposite of that. This team is just clunky. They are not disciplined. They're certainly not fun. I actively avoided last night's game. Last night was a wonderful opportunity for Rob Brown to sit down and watch a Braves game. And in years gone by, that's what would have happened. There was nothing on the TV. I had watched all the Olympics during the daytime, including the women's basketball game. So I was up to date on what I wanted to see out of the Paris Olympics. So last night was a perfect night to watch baseball. You know what Rob Brown did instead of watching the Braves last night? I sat on the couch with my gorgeous fiance and my adorable dog, and I watched an episode of Law & Order SVU. Cameoing, by the way, Bill Goldberg as a messed up domestic abuser.
Wow.
Yeah, he was terrifying.
Did they put hair on him? Or it is?
Nope, okay. It was Bill Goldberg.
Okay.
All yeah, right. No toupee, no nothing. Flannel shirt, no sleeves on it. Doing his best Bork Laser impression, which was wild. He came on and I went, is that Bill Goldberg? And my fiance went, who? And I said, oh, strap in, sweetheart. You're about to go for a ride. And walked her through the entire history of Bill Goldberg's Who's Next era to be followed up from her. The comment, can you push play, please?
You should have said former Georgia football player who I'm sure she saw because the Gamecocks has played Georgia forever. So at some point she saw him play football.
I'm pretty sure she was like 5 when he played football at Georgia.
Doesn't mean that they weren't watching in her household.
Who started for the Buckeyes when you were 5?
Somebody.
Uh-huh. Somebody's good enough.
Dude, I don't know who started last year.
Not Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So the point here is I elected, instead of watching baseball, to watch old episodes of Law & Order SVU cameoing Bill Goldberg, which was real wild, by the way. Also, did you know there's a whole Law & Order series starring Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, we've had this discussion before. Right? And then you went back and
he's
watched
full Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. It was a murder. There was a murder. There was one that was a murder mystery, like old Clue style, starring Jeff Goldblum in a legitimate Law & Order. It was incredible. Blah, blah, blah. Point is, this team's clunky. I'm glad that Brian Snicker did something, okay? Too little, too late, bud. And I don't think the manager getting bounced is going to suddenly save a team that has the worst offensive outfield in Major League Baseball. And oh, by the way, it's not particularly close. The Braves outfield could have four for four games, and they might catch Seattle's offense in the outfield at number 29. They're tragic right now. And what have the Braves done to address that? They went and got Jorge Soler from the Giants and nothing else. Trista goes, wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute. They made some moves. And I went, yeah, they got Eddie Rosario. She said, yeah, he won a World Series there. And I said, right. And then he went to Washington where he was DFA'd, cut by the Nationals. The Nationals are the third worst team in the National League. They're like the sixth worst team in baseball. And he wasn't good enough to play for them. You think that was the move? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Here's what I will say. I said this yesterday. I'll say it again today after the Braves drop another one and are now just a half game up on the Mets. Brian Snicker, thank you for the World Series trophy. Thank you for allowing me one of the greatest nights of my life. Thank you for allowing me to FaceTime with all my Braves buddy, seven sheets to the wind on a random Tuesday night or whatever it was, and celebrate a World Series. It's time to go. It is time to move on. I am now in the worst place.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That you can be as a fan emotionally, I am rooting against the Atlanta Braves now because this team's not good enough to win a World Series, and if they make the playoffs, they're just going to get bounced, but Snit stays around. I've asked this question before, but I'll ask it again because it's a different conversation when it's you. Like, I'm just another dude who just happens to have a most righteous job, dudes. But I'm still just a man, all right? I know. I'm just a human being, okay? I have feelings. I have emotion.
Not on this show. You're not supposed to do that.
Let it out, man. Let it out. Sometimes you just got to let your heart sing. Okay?
Was that a Deadpool quote? I don't know. It sounded like a Deadpool.
Really enjoyed. Still haven't talked about that movie because your spoiler window.
That's your spoiler window.
Golly. It's happening. Your spoiler window is up tomorrow.
Well, I saw it 2 weeks ago. So
right. I saw it last week.
And I'm not going to the movies tonight because I'm staying home to watch the Panthers.
Me too.
And I was
Wait, what were you going to go see?
Borderlands. We think it's going to be bad. We think it's probably going to be really bad.
I do too.
But you know, it's the kind of movie.
You're going with hope, though.
Well, it's the kind of movie that people listen to a show on Saturday probably go to see.
Also
so
true.
So I feel like I owe them to go see it. But we're going to go see it tomorrow night because I want to see what it's like on a Friday night. But anyway, I'm going to stay home and watch the Panthers. But 2 weeks ago, I saw
Correct decision. So. Your spoiler window ends tomorrow. We may or may not do a Fanboy Friday tomorrow.
Yeah,
to
talk Deadpool. You teased that.
I know. We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, so I have feelings. I have emotions. I have a heart. It's okay, fellas, to have a little emotion outside of Friday nights at the bar, okay? This is one of them. I think last night at the end of the Braves 8-6 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers, I think I hit a spot that none of us want to be in. That is the spot where you start rooting against your team. You start hoping that your team loses. I hit this spot last year with our New Orleans Saints. If you were listening to the show at the end of last year's football season, you're aware of that because I said it a lot. I said, I hope we lose. I hope we lose every game. And people said, why, Rob? Why would you say that about your own team? And my response was, because if we end this year with a winning record, we will keep Dennis Allen. And if we keep Dennis Allen, we will lose again. And I, and this is another one of those emotions, do not like to lose. I'm not a fan. As I've said many times in the past, if you live to, let's say, the ripe old age of, I don't know, what's fair, 80, you have roughly, and this varies by family, you got roughly like 65 football seasons that you care, like you like really care, which means that every single football season, and this I would say is true for just about everybody, every football season is over 1% of the total football seasons that you will get to enjoy in your lifetime. So every year that your football team stinks is over 1% of your football loving life that was wasted. Because I'm not saying I've got to win the Super Bowl or win the national championship to enjoy my football season. What I'm saying is, I gotta believe there's a chance. I gotta have fun, and winning is fun and losing is not fun. Well, guess what, kids? Baseball season, exact same numbers as football season. Every baseball season is over 1% of my total lifetime number of baseball seasons. And so if the Bravos suck, that's a year I don't get to thoroughly enjoy. It's not to say there won't be some fun nights. Me and the boys went to a Braves game last Friday Eve against the Miami Marlins and had a wonderful evening. I thoroughly enjoyed that night. You can have a wonderful one-night stand and a terrible love life. Some of us have been there. Not me. Some of y'all have been, obviously. I'm not enjoying it. Not because I expect the Braves to be like a world-class dominant team this year. I'm not enjoying it because they should be, and they're not. And it's one thing if you come into the season and you know this is kind of a write-off year, right? Because the other thing is, it's pro sports. Not every team can be successful every year. Of those, let's say if you're lucky, 65 seasons that you will enjoy in your lifetime. You got to understand that like 20, 25, maybe 30, maybe a third of them are seasons that you go into knowing, yeah, it's not our year. But you want to be working towards a year where it is our year. The problem is this could be a year where it could be the Braves' year. The Braves' over-under win total this season was set at 101.5. 101.5 should not just get you into the playoffs. It should theoretically have you as like one of the top two teams in your league in the playoffs. The Braves might win 85 games this year. That means they'll be looking at being 17-ish games below their expectation this year. And I can't figure out why. And unfortunately, and it is a hazard of the gig, unfortunately, if you have a team and you can't figure out why that team is bad, especially if you, as Lonzo and I do, no ball. If you know ball and you go, I can't figure out why this team is bad. I can't understand why this team is bad. You kind of have to point the cannons at the manager, at the head coach at that point, don't you? Like if things are maintaining their wrongness. And in looking around, you can't figure out why. You can't figure out what it is that is driving them to wrongness. It is at that point that you have to look and go, I kind of got to put that on the coach. And how long do you wait for things to go wrong before you go, yeah, but like we really like the guy, right? Snit won a Lombardi. Snit won a World Series. Snit won a World Series. And it was an amazing, amazing time. One of those 1% in my life allowed me to enjoy a pleasure I had not enjoyed since I was a child, a Braves World Series victory. But here we are a couple of years later, having put together a team that should be competing. I'm not saying win, should be competing. And instead, we are free falling down the wild card rankings. I have already said, I think there's a better than 0% chance, a pretty better than 0% chance the Braves may not make the playoffs at all. And if they do, they might be going in as a bottom tier wild card team, which means that the path to a World Series would be as difficult as possible. I don't like that. I am, as a very famous man once said, straight up not having a good time, dude. It's just not fun right now. So I am sorry to say that I have to point that at Brian Snicker. And while I very much appreciate, as I mentioned earlier, Brian Snicker doing what Brian Snicker did to get me the opportunity to enjoy that World Series, I don't have years to let him get back to it again. I don't have years to hope that Alex Anthopoulos Alex Anthopoulos was a wizard at the trade deadline the year the Bravos won the World Series. I don't have years to wait for Alex Anthopoulos to do it again. I really thought the Braves were going to shock everybody and be very active at the trade deadline. They weren't. They got Jorge Soler, which I appreciate, and nothing else. We're going to rest on the same roster that has accomplished very little. Yes, I know that at the time, the Braves had the number one overall wild card, but let's keep it a buck. That I think had more to do with the fact that everybody else was pedestrian. The other question that Trista Crick asked me last night was, how is it that with the exception of the teams that are at the top of the AL and the NL, those teams being the Yankees, who are first in the American League, the Royals, that are third in the American League, the Diamondbacks and the Padres, who are first and second in the National League, and the Giants, who use this leap to get to 500, there is not, outside of those teams, not a team better than 6-4 in the last 10. Everybody else is 6-4 below. Why? And my answer was, I'm pretty sure it's because Rob Manfred knows voodoo. Because there's no explanation for the parity we have in this league right now. The parity is very good. In the American League, there are 8 teams within single digits of the top of the American League rankings right now. In the National League, every team with the exception of the Marlins and the Rockies is within single digits of the top wildcard spot. That is a manager's specific kind of dream. When you ask what you want it down the stretch to look like, any other year the Braves have free fallen down to the bottom of the National League. They're lucky the league looks the way it looks right now. Snit is not the guy anymore. It's unfortunate to say. And it pains, but it is what it is.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.